Let us now turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 3, the Gospel according to Matthew. We'll be reading all of chapter 3. And hear the word of the Lord. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, "O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Thus far in the reading of God's holy, precious, and powerful Word. We turn again our attention to Matthew chapter 3. In the last few verses, verses 13 through 17, the first part of this chapter is basically John the Baptist's sermons and the things that he would say as people would gather together and form a line, as it were, to be baptized. And there was one thing that was common to all those who were on that line. And it was the word sin. They were there to confess their sins. They were there to manifest their repentance of sins. The whole reality of sin was so real that when he saw men who did not seem like they were repentant, he rebuked them. It was as if all others had truly desire to flee from the wrath to come. And when John the Baptist see those men, Pharisees and Sadducees, he says, Who has convicted you to do this? Who has put into your heart to flee from the wrath to come? He's, of course, speaking in a sarcastic way. They have truly not fled from the wrath to come.